We've had tremendous success in bunt or rust in wheat. Again, use the same kind of idea that you're doing with your fruit trees. Look at how long you've had a rain. Go in with your solution after the rain to spray so that you don't start getting a lot of rust in your wheat. And again, it's atmospheric. A lot of the toxicity that's in our atmosphere is what's creating the conditions for fungi and all of this to happen to your plant. We tend to use a 1 to 1.5%, and we pass through at the boot stage. 1 to 3% once the wheat is in head. And then you keep an eye out for rain, especially rain or moisture of more than a 12-hour duration. You want to go in there and look at that once the wheat has headed out. It's not a problem until you've had the wheat heading out. But once that wheat heads out, that's when you're going to start to get the fungal and the different atmospheric things coming onto that kernel, and you're going to start getting the rusting or the bunting. And of course, you know what wheat is worth once it's got those conditions. Nobody wants it. And if you do feed it, you know, there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems then. You start getting into the mold and fungus arena and all of the problems that you have with livestock eating, you know, moldy, fungal-infested feed.